So if you're listening in the 7 o'clock hour and you heard Dan Diotri talk about a chili recipe, well, now you know why, because we have Ed Curry in with Curry Farms and Julie Murphy with the Arizona Farm Bureau. It's our first Saturday of the month. We always bring in somebody from the Farm Bureau. And Julie, you sent me a list of chili pepper facts. Why don't you cover a couple more of those? Because the details in them, I'm always fascinated with details.
Here's the number one chili fact I'm going away with today. You spend 15 to 20 years developing a genetically specific pepper that you're growing, and one bumblebee can mess you up.
Amen, Rosie.
One stinking bee.
Mine is that I can eat 1 ounce of chili, and that equals 100 ounces of spinach.
You're good for that.
I'm good for that.
All right, Julie, what's your chili
facts? Well, one of the ones that I thought was pretty cool is how long they believe that the chili seed and chili plants have been around, and I think something like 6,000 years. So, Ed, you have nothing on some of the ancient tribes that have developed this seed over the years, but you're the guy that's really made it pretty unique for what we do here in Arizona. And the other thing that strikes me about everything that Ed told us today is how farmers really help one another and are dependent on one another. We may be developing a lot of the genetics here in Arizona, but it's our New Mexico farmers or growers that are producing it and making sure that it gets on our shelves. So,
and let me throw in my Colorado and my Texas and my California growers, and my Sonoran and the growers in Mexico that do quite well. Julie, one thing I want to bring up is we recently did something really fun. We met with the Diamondbacks and a young lady named Natalie and another Morgan and I believe a fellow named David and a chef named Steve who is over all the restaurants there at the Diamondback Stadium as well as the Suns. And we're doing a special variety of chili just for them.
Yes. That's awesome.
And it's going to be called the D-Back Salsa. It's of the 505 flagship company. My friend Rob Holland is kind of heading that up. And our catch to it is it's Arizona bred, Arizona grown. And my phrase is Arizona to the bone, you know, and that's that, you know, we're excited about that. We were in the stadium just two weekends ago. And it was all my life, New Mexico has carried the name of chili and that's great. We're thankful for them. I don't want to in any way say we're not, you know, but it's fun to bring up an Arizona bred,
yes,
Arizona grown, Arizona product that will be for us Arizonans. And so hopefully by next season, you will be able to buy a D-back salsa with the Arizona chili in it, bred right here in Cochise County.
And it's called again?
It'll be called D-back salsa.
D-back salsa.
Or 505. I don't know if any of y'all have ever ate 505 chili. They make a delicious product. It's diced. It's put. They package it in Albuquerque, I believe. And it's good.
Just I've had those.
Beautiful product. And so we'll be we have already bred a particular chili that's going to go into that just for the D-backs. And so we're pretty proud of that.
That's
Arizona
awesome.
Grown.
Thanks
Arizona
for sharing
bred.
That.
Arizona to the bone.
Awesome.
Julie, anybody that's interested that, you know, there's a lot of, metropolitan area where it's not really realistic to be a big part of agriculture, but you can join the Farm Bureau and support it.
Yes, membership for non-Aggies is just $59. If you're an Aggie, depending on what county you live in, it's either $142, $180, and that's a year, and you get a lot of benefits and all that fun stuff. If you ever want to learn more about Ed, he's got so many stories. We've got plenty we can write about him. Just go to azfb.org. And also fillyourplate.org is three searchable databases. You can search for recipes. You can search for products directly from our farmers and ranchers. And also we have a farmer's market that's searchable. And it's mobile friendly. So if you're up north and you want to go to a farmer's market before you do your hike, you need to go to Fill Your Plate.
Fillyourplate.org. And we can't let you out of here without asking the chili wizard, what's your favorite chili recipe? How do you eat your chilies?
My favorite chili recipe is my mother's. She makes the most awesome chili relleno. She uses a part cornbread / flour breading on it with the Longhorn cheese inside it. She's done that for years. Her and a neighbor lady, when I was, my sister and I were very little, done that. And
I'm coming out to Cochise County again because
I want to.
I want to try.
Can I hitch a ride?
I've got some sons and my wife involved, and we're grateful to Mikey and Kiefer and Tyler and Paige, and we just got a great group in our family. My wife Jeanette, and it's truly still a family organization in amongst the other. Manager Roseanne. Holy cow! Her and her husband at Water. We couldn't function without him.
Ed Curry, thank you, Curry Farms. It's been a pleasure and a blessing. Julie Murphy with the Farm Bureau. Thank you for your time Saturday morning and arranging Mr. Curry to join us. If you missed it or would like to listen to it again, because there's a lot of great information covered. And if you got wrong which side of the chili pepper to eat, you can get the podcast at RosieOnTheHouse.com.